The White House says it has new evidence that Russia's looking again to North Korea for weapons to fuel the war in Ukraine. It's the latest accusation that Moscow, desperate for weaponry and restricted by sanctions and export controls, is turning to rogue nations to help its war in Ukraine, White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says. As part of a proposed deal, Russia would receive over 24 kinds of weapons and munitions from Pyongyang. The deal would provide the North with needed food and other commodities in return. Experts believe the food situation in North Korea is the worst it has been under Kim Jong-un's 11-year rule, but they still say they see no signs of imminent famine or mass deaths. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.